There was a time, not long ago, when vegetables were accused of everything short of witchcraft. They were blamed for arthritis, brain fog, and moral decay. And the man leading that charge wore a white coat. On today's Fork You, we're introducing you to Dr. James Henry Salisbury, a Civil War physician, amateur chemist, and the patron saint of meat-based diets. I'm your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork You, Fork University, where we bust myths, explain medicine, and occasionally resurrect the ghost of a doctor who thought toast and beef patties were the path to human salvation. Dr. James Henry Salisbury wasn't some fringe quack. He was well-educated, well-intentioned man of medicine in the 19th century, a time when microscopes were new, anesthesia was optional, and science was often built on bold certainty rather than pesky evidence. During the Civil War, Salisbury noticed a problem. Soldiers were constantly sick. Diarrhea, dysentery, fevers, and chronic gut issues ran rampant through the ranks. More soldiers died from illness than the battlefield. His diagnosis? The vegetables did it. To the delight of children across the nation, Salisbury believed that starches and plant matter rotted in the gut created internal decay and disease. And so, he set out to eliminate them with a vengeance. Salisbury's solution was simple. Minced beef, shaped into a patty, cooked thoroughly, and eaten three times a day. This, he believed, was the most digestible and pure form of nourishment. He paired this with hot water or boiled coffee and a little else. No fruit, no sugar, no grains, and certainly no vegetables. What he served was basically a carnivore diet with battlefield flair, a meal plan for the man who thinks ketchup is too spicy. This meat patty would, of course, become the now legendary Salisbury steak, a staple of TV dinners and hospital trades for decades to come. Now here's where Dr. Salisbury did something rather profound, albeit by accident. He observed that when soldiers drank boiled coffee, their symptoms often improved. He also noticed fewer gut problems when they avoided raw produce. But instead of discovering the germ theory, which was still in its infancy, he blamed plants and starches. What actually worked was the boiling. Boiled coffee sterilized the contaminated water. Cooked meat killed waterborne pathogens. And he didn't cure dysentery with beef, he cured it with heat. But rather than realize this, he doubled down and declared vegetables were the enemy of public health, again to the absolute joy of school children everywhere. Let's give credit where it's due. Salisbury was observing patterns. He believed in diet as a form of treatment, and he emphasized sanitation long before it was popular. But like many before and after him, he mistook correlation for causation, and armed with a microscope and moral certainty, he went to nutritional war. He never discovered bacteria, never recognized fiber, and never questioned why so many of his patients were living in filthy conditions. In short, he mistook the symptom for the sin and prescribed salvation in a steak. Though Salisbury himself eventually faded from memory, his ideas live on, sliced, grilled, and hashtagged. The Atkins diet, the carnivore crowd, TikTok nutritionists eating raw liver by the pound. They all echo his distrust of plants, his glorification of meats, and his overconfidence in a single macronutrient salvation. Salisbury thought he found the universal cure in a beef patty. His modern followers think they've evolved. They haven't. They've just added branding and a ring light. We know now that fiber is essential to gut health, that vegetables reduce the risk of cancer, cardiovascular disease, and cognitive decline, that high consumption of red and processed meat is linked to colon cancer and heart disease, and that diets based on diversity, not dogma, are consistently the most effective. So if you still think vegetables are poison and steak is the cure, you're not on the cutting edge. You're just eating like it's 1863, with none of the context and all of the constipation. This episode was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson. More on this and other dietary myths can be found on the blog associated with this at yourdoctorsorders.com and forku.com. And while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you're thinking about going full carnivore or living off the Salisbury steak and boiled water, please consult with your doctor and your registered dietitian. Not a chiropractor, not a Civil War reenactor, and not some guy who grills spleens on Instagram. All things audio and distribution were handled by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, do you think Salisbury would have lasted a day on TikTok before getting roasted by the vegan influencers?
I'm pretty sure that in the 1860s, anybody calling themselves a vegan influencer would have been burned at the stake. Let's not the steak, the Salisbury steak, but the steak that you put, you know what I mean.